If I can define Nine Mornings 2015, I would say in one simple sentence, the tradition continues. Of course, we had a number of challenges this year, and the festival would have overcome those challenges, you know, to some degree. And the level of participation and support across the country demonstrates quite clearly that Nine Mornings is a festival that Vincentians are particularly proud about. It remains our unique festivity that attracts visitors and returning nationals in large numbers. It is still a major cultural curiosity for visitors and returning nationals. Therefore, the participation level from that regard is extremely high. The challenges this year were tremendous, as mainly coming from the general elections and what happened afterwards. But at the end of it all, we would have had a Nine Mornings Festival in St. Vincent and the Grenadines that we can still be proud and pleased about. We are people from all around the world. What we do, and particularly in Kingston, the other communities do it too. But, you know, we invite people on stage, you know, just say where you're from and you know, say something about your country. And you'll get people from all around the world. But we must not forget to the Nigerian students are here. They also know very much in the Nine Mornings. But there were a lot of people from the diaspora, Canada, England, the United States, you know, certainly Europe, Caribbean countries. A lot of Caribbean people who visit come to Nine Mornings come because of the pull of Vincentian students at the various universities. So they bring home the friends, so you get quite a bit of pull. Certainly the Trinidadians and the Bajans, they come in groups. So we get groups of them who come to the festival. And interestingly, you have a number of artists who are coming across. They're not looking for money, or they just want to come and participate in Nine Mornings.